because it is easy to quit the research based on the presentation that they said they did. Further, so basically, if it says that they did a study or they had a case study that they can provide those to us. I would like the committee to consider a lot of these recommendations refer to local government. If we could perhaps recommend that the committee on local government deals with the recommendations. Everyone happy with that? Okay. And then I would also like to recommend that with these proposed budget cuts, that the committee also I need to write to the provincial minister of finance to oppose national treasury's proposed, request, to oppose the request that we cut the budget by 5, 6, and 7% over 3 years, resulting in 13 billion. I think it's unacceptable that as provinces we have to suffer. And through provinces and local government as well, because of this one's failure. At this rate, we can give Eskom away for more money than what we are giving them.
Thank you,
that the committee also asked me to write the Minister of Treasury or Finance in the province to oppose the national request. The national request that we cut our budget by 5%, 6%, and 7% over a 3-year period. That is.
We don't have to cut the budget.
No,
we don't have to cut our budget.
We can't cut our budget.
We want to increase.
Can we just extend the conversation through the chair?
You contract as the resolution to have. We should have introduced it as a conversation in the committee, and then we will say what becomes the decision of the committee. Or perhaps the normal process, you would then ask us to vote on it. And we'll see. I think we will not vote for the resolution.
Honourable MD, what I think we can do is, while it is already public knowledge, more than one minister, as mentioned previously, also in the House, as well as the Premier, and we heard also from Ms. Kantana also regarding the guidelines. We also request that they send the guidelines also to circulate to us so that we can see what the guidelines is. In terms of budget cut, what happens is, the budget process that Ms. Kastana spoke of, we deal with where the budget goes in terms of the budgeting process. I'm not talking about the provincial budgeting process. I'm talking about the fact that the allocated amount to be reduced to the province. So we can only send to different departments and so on out of the amount we get. But the amount that we're going to get is going to increase by 5% to 6.7%. Do you understand what I mean? And that is different to the budget process. Yes?
Just to clarify myself, no, firstly, I know it's normal practice that whenever planning or any government discussion between local government, provincial government, national government, there will always be a directive from Treasury saying that please request you to keep your budget to this percentage. Either sometimes they say CPI and can increase it, but not more than CPI and so on. I know that's normal practice. But also, we will now, honourable Mitchell says that it's public. Now, I don't think that's how we should run the committee of public. Although it's public knowledge, but it must be supporting documents that says that. For example, it might be public knowledge that is known, but if there's a section, it has become formal. So it would have been good that we have that in front of us that says that there's a directive. Now, for record purposes as well, there might be some time in the future. Someone might be inquiring, how did you reach this decision? Then it's going to say that, no, the chairperson just said that, you know, we must raise it. But then, where is the supporting document to that? All that I would need is, because if you can get that, you say, this is a treasure, so that we can be actually moving from a position of being informed. That's a very matter of action.
Thank you, Anton Bindi. I'll respond to the Honourable Adams speaker.
Chairperson, I would support your recommendation if we consider even the division of revenue of the response in the previous term, we resolve that it's not the profit share or the equal share that we're going to get in. In understanding that this is the number of new entries every year in the intake, we've heard consistently and we've even seen it in the entire delegation of the social cluster when we consistently heard that due to budget cuts or no money, it makes it very difficult to serve this region. In that way, we understand that that's what we can take to basically stand up for the reason of the working case and make it clear that we don't want any further budget cuts. That would be my support of your work.
Thank you. Okay. So,
Honourable
speaker, it asks to request that the memo be forwarded and circulated. While it is the public knowledge that all provinces, so that is Northern Cape, Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, receive memos. Okay. But it is requested that the document is circulated. from National Treasury. If I would like to encourage that if the document then says what has been said today, that we request the minister to oppose the fact that our province will be getting this money. Because if we're getting this money, it's going to be equitable share, conditional grants. One of the things that Mr. Kintana spoke about is, quote, and I believe in check down in South Africa, maybe I'm quoting her incorrectly, but she said it's unlikely that we're going to be spared in terms of their conditional grants. And also she said there will affect on the equitable share. So those are the two things she said, and in light of that, still in wait for the documentation, and then requested the documentation and said what it says, which I will circulate first. Then we like that better. If everyone is happy, then any other resolutions? Oh, if we can please get the formal presentation that the DG of National Treasury, Dondo Mwaka Lane, on 28 August 2019 made to the briefing of the Standing Committee